The St. Louis Regional Freightway launched last week in an effort to expand industrial business while promoting the region's multimodal advantages. This week, KTRS will take a closer look at the freightway through a five-part series called Gateway to Freight. We begin by looking at the power of our oldest ally, the Mississippi River. At America's Central Port in Granite City, Executive Director Dennis Wilmsmeyer says the river is perhaps the most effective way to move freight.
Roughly 18 to 22 rail cars per barge is what one barge will handle, and then you can hook those barges together in a barge tow, typically 15 on the upper Mississippi River north of Locks 27, and again 30 to 40 barges that you can put together behind one boat or in front of one boat going below St. Louis down to New Orleans.
This year alone, an estimated 30 to 40 million tons of freight will move through the region's port system. Paul Wellhausen runs Lewis and Clark Terminals at America's Central Port.
Well, for us, the river has been the reason that St. Louis was founded.
He says harnessing the power of the Mississippi will continue to give the region a competitive edge.
St. Louis is that price point far enough north on the river system that rail cars coming into the area makes it economically viable to transload here, to put it on a barge, which is the lowest cost movement of product. So we work in harmony with each other very well, and we've got the capacities here from all three modes to make it work pretty well.
The director of ports for the St. Louis Development Corporation, Susan Taylor, says that while the river is a tremendous asset to the region, the freightway will create a synergy in which all areas of freight can benefit.
It's a global economy, so it's very important for us to compete as a region. We're competing against other regions in the world, and so the more that we can communicate and get together as a region, the better off we're going to be economically.
Wilmsmeyer is particularly excited by the prospects that the freightway will bring to the region.
So we talk about regionalism from a standpoint of the people and what's going on the Illinois side of the river and how that might affect the Missouri side or the downtown St. Louis area or everything else. What you don't hear a whole lot about is regionalism with the modes of transportation. It's really all these modes that work together on a daily basis. It's not the competition that pushes St. Louis forward. It's the working together and that multimodalism of bringing products from one mode of transportation, transporting it to another.
Tomorrow we'll explore the massive rail hub that calls St. Louis home. For the Zinn Files, I'm Mark Zinn.